Next, we hear two siblings in song. Their group is Hopalong. The album is called Painted Shut. The lyrics touch on greed, poverty, even mental illness. And they are the work of a group including the brother and sister who spoke with NPR's Leah Scarpelli.
When Francis and Mark Quinlan started playing music, they kind of did their own things.
Mom and Dad were always like, hey, you guys should play together. Yeah, that's stupid. I think they enjoy it now.
Now, they are two of four members in Hopalong. Mark Quinlan is on drums. His little sister, Frances, plays guitar and sings. She's also the band's lead songwriter. Influenced by her painting and creative writing background, as well as the very visual songwriting of Bob Dylan and others. Two songs on Hopalong's new album focus on legendary musicians who suffered from schizophrenia.
One of them is Buddy Bolden. There's no documents of his music. He was a renowned jazz player in his time.
Quinlan found out about Buddy Bolden, an African-American cornet player, in a Memento Mori class in college, in which students reflect on mortality.
You know, it's a pretty morbid class, obviously.
Francis Quinlan learned that after Bolden died in 1931, he was buried in a pauper's graveyard in New Orleans, but no one knows exactly where.
They would dig him up, and then they would dig the hole deeper and put him back, and then bury somebody on top of them.
The other musician Quinlan writes about is a folk singer from the 1960s.
I heard a Jackson C. Frank song when I was painting a friend's house one day. It just came up on Pandora. It was a song called Tumble in the Wind.
I bring trouble on my lonesome self. I see danger in each offered help.
Jackson C. Frank had only one album, Blues Run the Game, produced by Paul Simon. His songs were covered by Nick Drake and Simon and Garfunkel.
But for some reason, Jackson C. Frank's career never took off, and he ended up at one point homeless.
Walking streets up and down, looking for Paul
But Frances Quinlan's songs aren't finished until her fellow band members add their parts. Her brother Mark is influenced by a lot of grunge music.
I've heard Frank by herself, and I've tried my best to, like, compliment that, but I love Dave Grohl and all those bands from that era and all the drumming, and that's what I try to do, and just everyone kind of brings their own thing.
Everyone was able to add themselves.
For Frances Quinlan, writing her musical stories is a process that's almost painful.
Oh, not almost. It is.
It's pretty on point.
Well, when you record something, it's forever, as long as, you know, planet lasts, I guess. Records are around. And so I want it to be the best version of myself.
Can I take your picture?
Leah Scarpelli, NPR News.